to the show that takes you back in time.
Start again.
Welcome, all of you, to the show that takes you back in time, to a place when our 13 colonies were made, to show you why this time in history is so important. So listen closely to the facts and details of the many adventures of these men and women who created our 13 colonies.
You are here at a very special place. You will enjoy this very magnificent play. Now to our fantastic narrator.
Oh, stop it. You're all too kind. Really, stop it. Moving on, thank you for the great description of what your audience is about to hear. In social studies, you've been studying the 13 colonies, and that is exactly what we're going to tell you about. Welcome to the mid-1700s. This is a story of a family going to the New World. It is not just a fun little trip. They go through many hard obstacles and difficulties. It all begins at their house getting ready.
Let us go. Now. We have to go right now.
But I don't care to go. Besides, I'm still getting ready.
I don't want to go either, but it doesn't take 3 hours for thou to get ready, Simon.
It doesn't matter how long that take, so please stop, Faith.
Mother, may you please make him stop?
You two stop fighting right this instant.
He is the one being a pest, Mother.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is.
She is such a nit, Mother.
Both of you, stop fighting and let's get going.
Yes, Mother.
Yes, Mother.
Good. Now let us go.
They went on a long journey to what they call the New World. The trip took approximately 6 weeks, but they made it safe and sound, unlike some of the other passengers.
Finally here, safe and sound, although I do wish all respect to the passengers who didn't make it.
Please, Mother, I just want to get off this disgusting ship.
Yes, it is pretty horrid. Everybody is sick and has poor sanitation. Shall we get off the boat now?
All the captain said was to stay where we are, so we are going to listen to him.
We won't be thrown overboard, will we, Mother?
Simon, Mama is right. Our captain did it to the other passengers who slept right between you and Mother. But he was very sickly.
I guess that is true, Oya. Mom, where is Dad? He said he would meet us here.
He slept in the upper level. He will be right down, Simon. Just wait, sweet son.
We want to get off this filthy boat, Mother.
Hush, my children. We will get off when the captain says we shall get off. Do we understand each other?
Yes, Mother.
Thank you.
Later that day, the children were reunited with their father, and Mrs. Harrison was reunited with her husband. They were all happy, and even Simon and Faith were getting along.
Father, where shall we live?
I have heard of Massachusetts, which has rocky soil in the land, but wonderful jobs and easy access to the ocean.
Not the ocean.
But children, we need to be here. Life is better. King James won't let us practice our religion in England, but here we are free to be true Puritans.
But why do we need a better life? Isn't it swell as it is?
No.
Isn't it?
I wish, darling, but sadly both you and your brother are wrong.
The Harrisons went to church the next day. Religion is important to everyone in England.
Welcome to the church. You know the rules. Your dogs are allowed. If they misbehave, off they go. Please listen as I read the Bible.
Many people got tired and restless. During the ceremony, they often fell asleep. That's one reason dogs were allowed.
Children, do wake up.
Oh, what happened?
Is the minister done talking yet?
Hush, it's almost intermission.
I try to stay awake, okay?
Yes, Father.
The children managed to stay awake the rest of the ceremony. They thought the worst was over, but their lives were busier than ever. There were chores every day. Faith went to fetch water, churn butter with Mrs. Harrison, and washed and dried everyone's clothes.
Ugh! Churn, butter, churn. Oh, wait, I forgot. I left the clothes I was washing down by the stream.
Simon, it is time for school. Tell your mother you are leaving and bring your sister along.
Mother, Faith, and I are leaving for school now.
Okay, run along, dear. I'm so glad you care about your studies. Ah, if my children keep this up, they will be in Harvard very soon.
Once the children got to school, they sat in their chairs as Professor Williams read the Bible aloud.
Welcome to class today. We will be learning to read again.
The children learned to read so they could read the Bible. Faith and Simon struggled as they read sections of the Bible aloud. But at home, Mr. and Mrs. Harrison were facing bigger problems of their own. They had recently found out Anne Hutchinson was now considered an outlaw and was kicked out of Massachusetts, and Mr. Harrison insisted on following her. But Mrs. Harrison thought otherwise.
No, we will never leave. We are fine here, and we will not move. It is much too hard on our children.
We'll continue this in the morning. Hush.
But why?
Because Anne Hutchinson has left. We must follow her because we believe faithfully in what she says.
Later that night, Mrs. Harrison told Faith and Simon what they were going to do.
Mother, please, we cannot move already.
Mother, I agree with Simon.
My darlings, this is not up to you. Your father has found out, as you well know, that Miss Anne Hutchinson has fled. Good night, and we'll leave next week. Good night.
So the Harrisons left the week next week, but they did not want the authorities on their back. So they went their own way to New York.
Mother, mother, are we here yet? Are we here yet?
Ah, harsh Simon, you are such a nuisance.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, hush to you.
When the family finally reached New York, they went to Mrs. Harrison's parents' small little house. Grandmother had become very sick. She got typhus, a deadly disease, and she died the week after the Harrisons arrived. The family wept, but Grandfather stayed strong.
Oh, it is a tragic affair, but we must move on. My father died when I was young, 7 years to be exact.
Sorry, Grandfather.
Grandmother was nice. I loved her. Why did she have to go?
Grandmother was nice. I love her. Why did she have to go? The spirits, son.
Read it.
No, Father. Wait.
He caught it.
Well, wait, he was supposed to.
Well, best you kids get a move on. Your first day of school. Quite exciting.
No, Father, I need Faith. She must stay here and help me with the chores.
Yes, Simon must also stay here. Well, they need their education. I never was educated in my younger days.
So Faith and Simon went to school every day, and they also helped their parents and grandfather. But poor Faith had learned something she'd never hear anytime soon.
Mother, 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 help, mother!
What is it, dear?
It was wrestling with the Double Jones. He went on to slave nonsense. He said he was being hanged with his own two eyes.
Shh, shh, shh.
What is wrong?
Wrestling with the Devil told her about slaves. He said he saw one being hung.
What nonsense. I must speak to Mr. and Mrs. Jones immediately.
Dear, don't get carried away. Please, just talk to Faith. Tell her none of this nonsense is true.
Mr. Harrison told Faith none of what she heard was true, but it was. One of his friends, George McCall, worked at the docks next to Wall Street. African-American slaves were being loaded into New York nearly every day. But Mr. Harrison knew he couldn't explain all this to his sweet daughter.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Mr. Christian Harrison. Mr. McCall, so George, what has Governor Silvernails done with the slaves this time? Silvernails is having them hanged. That is if they don't follow orders. Warhorn Hope, scram! No, we just moved here. Why would we go? Georgia? Yes. Not yet. Suit yourself. Gladly.
Well, I guess as long as the children are in New York, we will all be fine.
Yes, but you heard, Faith. Wrestling with the devil saw them being hanged. What if our children see it going on?
Well, we must find a job in Georgia. Mr. McCall said nothing bad is happening there. We will leave Faith and Simon with my father, and you and I will go to Georgia.
Your father is an old man. Suppose he becomes sick. Faith and Simon, well, what would they do?
We will find a house. We will stay here for a few weeks. Enough time for you to scrape up some money for our new home in Georgia.
We are going to Georgia.
Do not mention this to your sister, Simon. Your father and I are going to Georgia. And Faith will stay here with Grandfather. Well, just until we find a house in the South. Please be very good and don't fight with Faith. Act as though everything is normal.
Yes'm.
Thank you, Simon.
A few weeks had passed, and Christian had almost enough money for him and his wife to go to Georgia. But even though Grandfather seemed fine, he wouldn't last. Faith and Simon knew he was very old, but he was a fighter. He'd be alive while their parents were gone, but Faith still worried about the slaves and how they were being hanged and beaten.
How do I read this? And the Lord said, you will be blessed with a baby boy. You will call him Jesus?
Well then, precious. Go tell your grandfather.
Okay.
I've done it, Hope. I finally have got enough money to go to Georgia.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations on what, Mother?
Oh, we have enough money for Georgia. Isn't that grand?
Not that grand.
What is wrong, Simon?
Well, I may have told Faith where you and Father were going.
You did not. You what?
I am sure there is a reasonable explanation. Simon, what happened?
Well, she knew I was keeping a secret from her.
And? So much for reasonable explanation. Where are you going? Oh, now he's gone. Where do you think he's going?
Off to the chores, I guess.
What? You've been looking for the little fella? Last time I saw him, he was running screaming, Faith! Faith! Mother and Father found out! Hide!
And he went and gone after that. I figure he's out in the barn, hiding in the loft with his sister. They go up there all the time. You don't know how many times I see him go in.
Thanks, Mother. We're fine now. Christian, it is best that we go looking for them now. Let's go.
They ain't up in the loft. This was from Simon. They hay in the hay. Just waiting there. Sad thing is poor Faith. She's allergic to that stuff. She won't last long. Very sad. Simon's gonna be the doghouse.
Where are they?
I checked in the loft. There's no sign of either of them.
Achoo! Faith? Oh, Faith! She's allergic to hay! Oh, Faith, I've got you. Simon, do you have something to do with this? Why is she in the egg? Hey, she's definitely allergic to this stuff. Get her out right now and go into the house. Grandfather will call the doctor and he will come right over.
Oh, poor Faith, I'm so sorry.
Mother, I don't feel good. Don't go to Georgia.
Christian, we can't go. No, we're not going. But you can go. With the extra money, you can get a motel. I have to stay with Faith and my father. Neither of them are well. Christian, you have to go.
Okay, you're right. Faith and Benjamin must come first. Do as you must.
Hope's words were wise. Christian did as he said. But instead, he went to Philadelphia because he determined to meet the one and only Benjamin Franklin. But letters got fewer and fewer, and Simon and Hope were stuck helping their ill family. Faith saw the doctor each day as he rode his horse to Grandfather's house. Grandfather's case was yet unknown, and Simon worried the most.
Please, Grandfather, first Grandmother, and now you. Please, don't die, not yet.
I am deeply sorry, Simon. I don't want it to end this way. It is not my choice. Lord above, decide my time is up. Take care of your mother. And Faith for me. Work well, son. I love you all.
No!
Simon, what is wrong?
Grandfather, he's gone!
Simon, his time was up. It's gonna be okay.
Grandfather, I am feeling much, much better. I want to go.
Why?
What he said about Mother.
Darling, your grandfather's just passed away. I'm so sorry. Go help your brother.
The family got used to the fact that everything happened for a reason. Plus, Grandfather was very old and shriveled. He was weak as Grandmother Constance and Ben. Hope had been up all night writing Christian a very long letter. To sum it up, she told her husband about Grandfather's tragic fate, that she heard about Ben Franklin's newest inventions, and that she wanted to come to Philadelphia since there was no grandfather.
Faith, it is time for you to go to school. Run along, dear. Don't be late. I love you and Simon, too. Bye now. Say goodbye, children.
And I wonder if Father met Mr. Franklin yet. Do you suppose he has, Faith?
Well, maybe. There's many people where Father has gone. He probably won't. And if he does, Mother, you and me will move to Philadelphia too, because he will get a job as a printer.
I don't know, Faith. There are lots of people who want to work for Mr. Franklin as a printer.
Think positive, Mother. You're thinking down. I'm sure he'll get a fine job.
So Simon and Faith had a great day at school, and Mom was knitting a sweater for Faith, since it was getting close to Christmas.
I got a letter from your father, darlings. This is what it says. Dear Hope, Faith, and Simon, I really miss you all, and I hope you miss me as well. I have sorrowful tidings, but I also have great news for you. Dr. Franklin has given me a job. I am now a librarian at his new library. I miss all of you dearly. Your mother will talk to you about how we shall contact each other, my sweet children. 'Tis a hard decision. Hope, when we see one another, I know I will regret ever coming, because it has caused me much grief. I will return to Christmas, if possible. I don't know. If I don't, well, just know I will always care for you. Sincerely, Christian Harrison, from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I can't believe it, Mother. Father not home for beloved Christmas? It just isn't so. It can't be.
Well, Faith, Father has finally found a job. Be proud. This was not easy.
And right Simon was. Christian searched day and night for anybody who knew about Ben Franklin. He was so desperate, Hope didn't know how to tell the children.
I'm so sorry. When your father said contact children, he wanted us to move to
Philadelphia?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
The family knew that this was the only way to ever see each other again. Their family had suffered with all the losses of relatives. It was all too much. Hope brought the children to Pennsylvania, and they were so delighted to meet Mr. Franklin.
The character.
Recording.
Okay, wait.
Why do I not share?
Just say.
It is lovely to meet you, Mrs. Harrison.
Please, call me Hope.
You little children, could you please lift those bifocals from the shelf, please?
Okay, sir.
Wait, that gives me an idea. A small device for grabbing objects from very high places. I mustn't forget.
Well, quite interesting, Gran. Anyway, when do I start working? You know I am a lover of books. This is the perfect job for me.
Ha! Christian, always a jokester. You know how it was not all my idea. My good friend helped me out.
Let us go, children. Run along. I'll catch up. Good luck, dear. We should come by later. The children are so excited. Please don't disappoint them.
As Christian worked hard, Mr. Franklin thought of new ideas. He invented like crazy, and Christian was fascinated. He even moved in with his friend George. You remember George? George McCall? He moved also to Philadelphia, long before the Harrisons. He had a wife and four children.
Well, George, those are nice kids you have there.
Thank you. You're welcome to stay as long as you like.
Come along, Faith. Supper's starting, and John and Mary get there first. Well, there will be no more for us. Remember last night? Hurry!
Okay, move over, Mary. I want the seat by the cornbread.
Come along, dear. Supper is starting now.
I am so tired. So many people have come into the new library. It was chock full, but Mr. Franklin gives me a good pay. We'll be out here of here in no time. Eh, George?
That's mighty fine. Well, best get in for supper. Constance makes the best cornbread in all of Pennsylvania.
Then what are we doing here?
The McCalls and the Harrisons had a lovely time. And in almost a month, Christian and his new family were living in a beautiful home. They even had a hound named Jasper, Clyde Jr. After Mr. McCall III, George's grandfather, it was an honor of the family's gratitude.
Let's go, boy! Run! Run! Follow me, boy!
Go, Jasper!
Hey!
Isn't he adoring? Mother, father, look! Come see Jasper!
Oh, Christian, he is the most lovable creature. Why on earth did you protest? He was so happy this morning. His tail just wagged and wagged, and he...
Hope! Thank you. You've done enough. Leave me to my work.
Why is Father so upset?
Because he said Jasper was just another mouth to feed, and Mama adores him so.
You can't call her Mama. It isn't proper.
So, it is not proper. 'Tis an awful sin, I suppose. I'm sorry, Mother. Mother, do you think that Father, well, that he is jealous?
Why on earth would he be jealous? What of it? Oh, you mean jealous of Jasper? Well, let's find out.
I am not jealous of that filthy mutt.
Sweetie, no, he is not a mutt. He's only one breed.
Just admit it, Father. You are jealous.
Just because he is jealous doesn't mean you can make fun of him.
Ugh, I'm leaving.
I guess he just can't face it.
Not funny.
Good dog, you cutie.
Since Father's acting like a child, go to supper and I'll go have a word with him.
Yes, Mother.
Okay.
Why do you have to be like this, Christian? What has gotten into you lately?
I don't know. I've just been very stressed in my job. Well, that's just it. I was fired.
No, you couldn't have been fired. What? How?
It'll be fine. I'm going back to London. I will get back. My job is a printer. I will be okay.
What has happened? Is Father okay?
He'll be absolutely fine, and he's going to bed, so leave him alone. Okay, children?
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Now go have some supper, and then get ready for bed. Go on and eat your mashed potatoes, and put mine with butter, children.
Okay, Mother.
It was the next day that Christian Alexander Harrison went back to his homeland. It was very sad for the family. They couldn't stand to see him leave. He knew they'd be safe. Christian's brother, Frederick of Virginia, suggested that they come live on his plantation in Virginia with him. He explained about the kind of slaves that he had at school, Also, there was a candlestick making a house on the plantation and other, so when Faith and Simon were old enough, they could work at the jobs they wanted to.
Look, Simon, look! Uncle Frederick's plantation is enormous! I can't believe we are living here!
Stop, you need to help Mother with our things, not gushing over our house. Now go!
Okay, Mother! Have you seen it? Virginia is so beautiful!
I know, Faith, sweetie. Now help me with these packages, please, and bring them to Uncle Frederick.
And sure enough, Uncle Frederick was standing on the steps of the main house in his Sunday feast. He was smoking tobacco.
Uncle! Oh, Uncle Frederick! Hello! Uncle Frederick? You smell pitiful. What is that awful smell?
Sweet Faith, I haven't seen you in decades.
Actually, Frederick, she's 8. But you're right. She acts like a baby. Carrying his own.
Oh, shush!
Hey, what was that for?
Serves you right.
Oh, Frederick.
Oh, Hope, I haven't seen you for quite some time.
Quite? Ugh. I see you've gotten into that nasty habit. Well, I guess you must just use your product in order to sell your product.
Oh, Hope, don't carry those bags to your room.
Yes, sir. See.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Yes, just make yourselves at home.
Well, years had passed, and Faith was now 15 years of age. Simon was 24 years old now, too. But as the children grew older, Frederick and Hope grew old, too, as did Christian. He sent letters once he knew where his brother was keeping his family safe. He wrote once a week. They heard of all the great things becoming of England, but he was homesick. Of course, he was home, but home. He knew. Was with Hope and the kids. After all, he'd been gone 8 years. That's an awful long time to see your family. But Hope managed. She became friends with slaves working on the plantation, which made them happy to work. She even brought them some breakfast in the slaves' quarters.
Thank you, madam.
You're very welcome, Nashi.
But Nashi was old. He was 62 and he was sick. Soon, Faith and Simon weren't allowed to visit him anymore, or they'd catch the disease, malaria. He'd been sick as he'd been on the Middle Passage 30 years back. His wife and daughter, Sanya, had died. Nashi rested and at last he dropped. Kaboot was gone with. Faith had been working wonderful friends with Nashi, as he was with Hope. The girls had a funeral.
Oh, Mother, it was awful.
I know, my love, but Nashi has suffered in his time. God didn't want him to suffer anymore. He's with his family now.
I know.
Oh, please, he was a slave. Nothing good comes to those friends with slaves. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go to school.
No! School on Any plantation could help you. Now go.
Hope soon got a telegram from Christian. He wanted to be in Philadelphia to sell the house in Pennsylvania and come live on the plantation with his brother. Hope didn't want for this for her children. Of course, she wanted them to be educated, but not dressed in fancy clothing. But her family disagreed.
Mother, will you let us? We will be fine.
Fine, but your uncle is going to West Africa to get more slaves after all these deaths. It is up to your father and I to watch this plantation. You will live wonderfully, but act like respectable young adults.
Yes, Mother.
I still don't understand why we must wear these velvet pants and ruffled shirts.
Because it is proper, Simon.
You're just saying that because you and Mother get to wear a party dress.
Days later, Uncle Frederick left for West Africa, the day the bad news arrived.
Mother, what happened?
Children, hush and sit down. The telegram, I'll read it aloud. Dear Harrison family, this is England's government, and we have very tragic news for you. Christian Alexander has passed away, April 19th. 1757, with much regrets, John Morris, England government.
He's dead?
How could this be?
I don't know, but I believe the telegram is right.
But who will be our father now?
I will have to marry Uncle Frederick.
You can't marry Frederick.
Oh, that's horrible, Mother. He's well. Our uncle.
I'm afraid that's so. He said that he would look out for me. He said if anything happened to your father, he would have to marry me.
Well, at least he's nice.
At least you can still live on the plantation.
When Frederick returned, Hope explained everything. Frederick held the funeral on the plantation grounds. But poor Faith and Simon, they were young when both grandparents died. And at the ages of 15 and 18, their father was dead.
Well, I suppose that I did make a promise to my brother. I must keep it by keeping you safe here on the plantation.
Oh, thank you. Do you mind explaining to Faith and Simon why I'm marrying you? They don't quite understand.
Why, of course I understand, Mother. Why, I know.
Then why am I marrying Frederick,
Because it isn't legal marriage. You have to marry him in order to live here. The man owns the house in this case, plantation. And if you do not marry him, we would live on the street.
But even if you didn't marry Uncle, he could just let us live here.
My child, that is not how the world works. I will live here the rest of my life. I need to marry, and besides, I cannot be a widow. I need a man. Now nothing will happen. He must look out for me. That's why.
And Hope was right, but she didn't worry yet. Faith was still helping, as was Simon, but news of slaves and deaths of them traveled on.
You can't go to the scrambles. No, I forbid it.
I have to. 19 other and many other bondmen are dead have escaped.
Then I will come with you. I intend to be nice to the slaves. Now she taught me West African languages, a few, but enough to make them feel welcome.
Very well.
And Hope's technique worked. When they arrived at Frederick's plantation, Hope made many great friends she hoped to have for a very long time.
Hope, are you sure you don't want to go to London for the funeral?
Well, if you feel I must go, then I will.
And Hope traveled by boat across the ocean to London, England. But she, as Christian, got the sickly disease influenza. She died once she docked on the London Bay. The children were devastated, and Frederick needed them no more. He sent them to Patrick Beach to be interns. Simon and Faith had worked there for nearly a year. They worked as apprentices, and Faith met a little girl, Sarah Lexington. She was from England, too. Faith was told by Mrs. Beach to look after Sarah as if she were her own sister. Simon was put under the responsibility to look after Sarah's 10-year-old brother, Richard. Mr. Beach was strict at times, and Faith, Simon, Sarah, Richard, and the other children often hated Mr. Beach. It wasn't after long that Uncle Frederick wrote a letter.
Simon and Faith Harrison, you have a letter. Come at once.
Yes, sir, Mr. Beach, sir.
You called us, sir?
Quiet. From a Frederick Harrison, your uncle?
Look, Faith, it is him.
Well, go on. Read it.
Okay, it says, Dear beloved children, I assume you know why I've sent you here, for numerous reasons. One, I cannot have you work on the plantation, for you are family. Two, I do not know how to take care of children your age, but of course, you are grown and no longer a child. Three, the good news is, I am here to see my second cousin, Alexander von Smith. He has been very ill for many weeks. He has a wife. I was going to tell Mr. Beach that I want you back. We will go to Georgia. They have wonderful government, and smoking and drinking liquor is illegal. Illegal. Simon, sorry. Give Mr. Beach this letter. I am sure he'll understand. I love you both dearly. Sincerely, Frederick D. Harrison.
Give me the letter, boy.
No!
Give it to me.
Simon, give Mr. Beach the letter.
I see. Very well. You may pack your bags, Faith. Simon, stay here.
I won't leave without my brother.
You'll do as I say.
Yes, sir.
Faith knew she couldn't tell Sarah. She'd be helpless, so she spent her time wisely with her.
Faith, where are you going? You didn't tell me that you were leaving.
I'm sorry. I am leaving with my uncle. I didn't tell you, for I was afraid you'd make a fuss.
But I won't make a fuss. I won't.
But you are now, Sarah. Please, not now. My brother will be here.
He's not coming with you?
I don't know for sure. Maybe. Hold your horses. Oh, there he is now. I love you so, Sarah. Stay strong. Goodbye.
When Faith stepped out of the room, Sarah was sobbing. But the good news was, when she stepped into Frederick's carriage horse, Simon was sitting happily with his bags too.
Oh, you're here, Simon. I thought Mr. Beach wouldn't let you come.
I know. I tried to run. He wiped me. He whipped me. Mrs. Beach, too. Look.
Oh, that horrid man.
I know. I tried to run.
He is. I never trusted him.
I know. I tried to run.
Oh, my God. Foolish boy.
And Frederick was right. The family of the orphans, with no place to go, traveled to Georgia with their uncle. The horse grew tired easily, so Uncle Frederick stopped at a water basin. The orphans sadly wept over the loss of their parents and grandparents. They kept their spirits up by singing songs they learned from Nashi and the other slaves in their free time.
That was Mother's favorite song. I miss her, Simon.
I do too, Faith, but we must move on.
Cheer up, children. My niece and nephew, I know, I wished for better tidings, but we will be all right.
Once we move to Georgia, will there be slaves?
I hope not.
There may be, I am sure. Georgians grow tobacco.
Emily, I will be like home.
When they reached Georgia, Mr. Smith was holding a silver tea tray with a silver bowl. It contained soup for the sick Alexander. Poor man.
You are all welcome to stay with us. Of course, your uncle will go back to the plantations, but all will be...
Whoa. You're leaving?
But you can't. We grew up in England, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Virginia. You don't know, I haven't made one single friend anywhere. I hope this is the last place I live because I stand for this.
Can't stand.
Excuse me a moment. Faith, you come back right now.
Oh, poor child. She's right, Frederick. Take them. They need a family, and after all, they just met us.
No, no. I wish for them to grow up here. Christian would have wanted this. Now I will say goodbye and be on my way. Thank you very much. Goodbye now, Caroline.
Goodbye as well.
The children lived happily in Georgia until, well, a long time. Remember Faith and how she didn't want to live anywhere else? Well, she and her brother ended up traveling the world together. Anyway, you traveled with them, and now it's time to say goodbye.
The end!